Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
This podcast is being brought to you by Voyage AC. This podcast is being brought to you by Voyage AC.
Oh, sorry. And I heard you. I was just taking a moment here with my new Voyage AC diffuser. It just puts me in this state of calm, you know? So just take a minute. Close your eyes. Breathe in. Breathe out.
I see what you mean.
There you go, hon. You enjoy that. And while Scotty takes this moment, I want to let you know that Voyage AC is your destination for the perfect present to bring yourself into the present. So many other gorgeous candles and other exciting gifts, like these beautiful diffusers, exciting perfumes, luxurious face and body products. So, hun, are you refreshed enough to tell our listeners how they can find Voyage AC?
You can find everything on their website at www.voyageac.com. That's VoyageEtcie.com.
Oh, very good, hon. And as you know, Melanie is willing to give my friends and family discount to all our listeners right now. That's 10% off everything you buy.
Right. All you need to do is enter the only one at checkout.
That's right. All you have to do is enter the only one when you make your purchase. Voyage AC is an olfactory journey of candles, perfume, and organic beauty products.
This episode is being sponsored by Cute Booty Lounge.
Hey, I know I'm always talking about their leggings, but Cute Booty Lounge also makes the sexiest, most comfortable active tops, too. Check this out. It's their number one selling tank. Shortstop.
Nice. I like the way it fits you, honey.
I knew you would. Cute Booty Lounge is made right here in the USA by women and for women. The company is incredible, female and minority owned. And they have these super cute patented scrunch butt pockets on their leggings. And there's a cute booty style for everyone. Cute Booty Lounge has you covered. Embrace your body. Love your booty.
And to make it even sweeter, head to cutebootylounge.com and enter the code THEONLYBOOTY to get 15% off your first order.
I've been telling everybody about that discount. It's such a great deal.
Yes, and to get yours, head to cutebootylounge.com and enter the code THEONLYBOOTY to get your 15% off your first order. Tim Brown, thank you so much for being on the podcast. I don't even know where
we're
to start.
Speechless, right?
It takes, you know, I tell people this when I tell my story like this, it takes me like 2 days to recover from it.
Yes.
Yeah. I can imagine, man. Losing 93 friends in a day. It's a lot. And, I don't know. I took so much from it. I think, one of the things that really grabbed me is, the importance of you telling your story is that a lot of what you talked about with the last minutes of people's lives and how they chose to act in that moment. I think we all like to think we'd know what we would do if we were faced with something catastrophic, but I think you actually witnessed it and you get to share those stories. I have to ask it. So you are a survivor of the 9/11 towers. You are a 20-year veteran of the fire department. You watched 93 friends die in a day that we all are familiar with. You know, as you told your story, it's so crazy because I was thinking about as I was watching where you were on that day from where I was, which was in Utah. And you were kind of filling in some of the blanks for me of what it might look like. But survivor's remorse, is that something that you had to contend with or still deal with? Or is this telling of your story and inspiring people to be heroic part of the healing of that?
I don't feel that I have per se survivor's guilt. I would certainly say I have PTSD, but I, for whatever reason, I have a gift for being able to talk about it, even though it's very difficult to do, I can do it. And I know in my heart that the reason I am here is to talk about it. It is my purpose. It is my why to pass along the stories of heroism, to influence positively young people, young family members.
I love it, man. I think the picture you painted of those last moments for so many of your friends is, like I said, it's something I think we all should access more on a regular basis, you know, like caring for other people, showing people how you feel about them, running into danger instead of away from danger, thinking of others and less of yourself. I don't know. I was just really moved by the whole thing. And I see the importance of you telling that story. I could hear how you have made it your life's journey to pass on these things that you witnessed.
We're going to take just a quick break to tell you about a cool new product that Scott and I discovered. And we'll get back to our guest's amazing Only One story in just a minute.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch. And organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Are you ready to shop? Rakuten's Big Give Week is back. Get 15% back at hundreds of stores, and it's all happening this week, May 6th to May 13th. It's the perfect time to shop for everything on your list for spring and summer, like clothing, outdoor gear, and travel. I know I'm using this week to stock up on some warmer weather essentials at Ray-Ban and Ulta, and I love that Rakuten even helps me save on travel at sites like Hotels.com. Rakuten really is the best way to shop, and you can save even more by stacking cash back on top of deals. Plus, during Big Give Week, that cash back is bigger than ever. With Rakuten, membership is free, and when you sign up and shop today, you get an extra 10% cash back boost. That's an extra 10% cash back on top of the 15% cash back. You won't see higher cash back rates than these. Go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app. R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Shoppers get it.
How old were you when this went down?
38.
You were 38. Wow. Mm-hmm. So in 20 years, you've then watched a lot of other friends die from the 9/11 illness as well.
Many. I believe we've just eclipsed the number who died on 9/11 with the number who've died since 9/11.
And that's a remarkable thing that I think, like, you know, Laura talked about John Stewart's speech to Congress. A lot of Americans have lost consciousness of that journey as well. And it seems so important. And I'm glad that somebody is carrying that story on, because I know it's true.
We're very thankful for John Stewart, for sure.
Yeah, that was a heroic move for him too. Huh?
Yeah, yeah. He didn't have to. He didn't have to do that.
Were you a fan of his before he did that?
I mean, I thought he was funny. I didn't really, you know, I haven't. I'm not a guy that like watches comedy or anything. I'm a little too serious sometimes.
You're very pragmatic.
Yeah.
I think you're a little funny though. You said some funny things to me.
Moments,
yeah, he does. But Tim, do you know why John Stewart took up that cause?
He heard about it, I think, from John Feel. And John Feel runs that Feel Good Foundation. He is an injured construction worker. And he took it upon himself to create this foundation that spearheaded the fight. I could not, you know, I know all these guys, but I couldn't get involved because I am a U.S. government employee. And, you know, they do things like fire you from your job if you try to lobby Congress.
Yeah, that was kind of funny. Right there.
He slips it in there.
He does slip it in there. Yeah.
They don't think that's very funny.
Doing that.
So I had to stay away from it, but I supported them, you know, in my heart, and they did just an incredible job. You know, Ray Pfeiffer was my very good friend for years and years, and you know, we all watched him fight and fight. He knew he wasn't going to make it through. He knew he was dying. And he still went to Congress in his wheelchair and chased them around. And then the illness got him, you know. His famous thing was, do the right thing even when no one's looking.
Mm. Right?
That's what he said all the time.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I do.
Ray was a good, as the kids say, he was a good dude.
Yeah.
Real quick, one other thing I was thinking about that we didn't, you know, get to talk a lot about, but you get to sit in front of a lot of people who are specially trained and informed, and you get to inspire them to be the heroes that you saw on that day. How do you feel about that?
I wanted to go to Washington, go back to work for the federal government, mostly because I wanted to meet people. And you can't meet people like this if you don't get back in, you know, into that level of a national security clearance, and you don't get to go to those facilities unless you have the right clearance and all those things. So I wanted to do that. And actually, in one of my talks, when I was telling my story, a male and a female waited 45 minutes afterwards till everybody was out of the auditorium. They waited to approach me. And they said, we need to talk in person, in private. And I find out without being told, and I'm not that smart sometimes, but eventually I figured it out, that she is an American hero. And nobody knows it because she doesn't talk about it. But she did something for America that they made movies about. And I've been able to meet people who do their work in the shadows. Even their families don't know. They think they're going to work to do X, and they're really doing Z. And they continue to do this work. So they continue to be undercover, and they continue to fight for America every day. I get texts from a guy who's in quite an interesting position saying, watch the news tonight.
Oh, wow. You like being on the inside, huh?
Mm-hmm. Well, because if we don't do that, it's not about me, right? If we don't do that work and continue to suppress those who would do harm to America, then another 9/11 happens.
Right. We're doomed to repeat.
That's right.
Is what he said in the interview.
And he finds me very valuable to talk with the people who work for him. And he uses my name and my story to remind them how important what they do is for America, especially if they don't do it and they don't come to work ready to go and they miss a clue or they don't put 2 and 3 and 5 together. So I feel like I have a role in motivating these, I'll say women and men, because most of them are women. And in the intelligence community, women have an advantage, I think. Mm.
I am so inspired by your heroic. Your response to the situation you were in was something that I think we'd all aspire to. I would stand 45 minutes in line to shake your hand. I would love to see your movie. Mm-hmm. I would read the book. I'm not a reader, but I would read it if you wrote it. But thank you for telling the stories that you're telling.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Watch May 1st National Geographic. There will be a documentary around that you will find very interesting.
All right. Ooh, okay. Yeah.
Thank you, Tim Brown.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you,
wonderful.
Tim.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to The Only One in the Room. Please join us each Tuesday and Sunday for an incredible brand new Only One interview. And every Friday for On My Nightstand, where I'll be reading something that I love. If you have an Only One story you'd like to share or a piece of writing you'd like to submit, please send it to theonlyonepod@gmail.com. From all of us at The Only One in the Room, we wish you dopeness, health, and prosperity.
My name is Jenny Owen Youngs.
And I am Kristen Russo.
And together, we run Buffering, a rewatch adventure, a family of podcasts moving through our favorite 90s genre television.
If you're a fan of Buffy the Vampire Slayer, well, great news for you. Our very first podcast adventure took us through all 7 seasons of the series. We covered it spoiler-free, episode by episode. For those of you who want to start the show for the first time, you can find that podcast pretty easily. It's called Buffering the Vampire Slayer.
Inside that podcast, you'll also find an original song that pairs with each glorious episode of Buffy and original character jingles for so many of our Buffy favorites.
Buffering has been praised in places like Time, Esquire, Paste Magazine, and the New York Times, and we've chatted with dozens of cast members, writers, directors, and fans along the way. Come hang out and rewatch some of your favorite television with us and a wonderful community of listeners.
Learn more at BufferingCast.com or find us on socials at BufferingCast.